Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I thank the states of Estonia and Fiji for their comments on spousal rape. And I want to make it clear that with the passage of our laws, marital rape is now a crime. With the passage of the Family Protection Act, it became a crime. And now it's the, in 17 PNC in the Pala National Code, section 1603, it's sexual assault in the first degree, and it's become a very felony with very high sentencing. It's, if convicted, a defendant can face up to 25 years in jail and 50,000 in fines. So it's become a very serious crime. And so I want to say that spousal rape is now a crime. With regards to the definition of sexual penetration, it includes any body parts. There was a concern raised about that, so the language has been expanded in the definition in defining sexual penetration. With regards to Family Protection Act, and there is that no-drop policy, so although there may be a reconciliation under customary practice, the case moves forward and is prosecuted. With concerns about trafficking, I want to point out that there is anti-people smuggling and trafficking laws in Palau in the penal code, and it is prosecuted. So we have seen cases brought to court for trafficking, people trafficking. I'd also want to mention that we recently passed in 2014 an Open Government Act. This goes to the transparency of government actions. So not only does it make government representatives accountable, it also allows people to see government records and to sit in government proceedings. So that has really allowed people to participate in government hearings and government meetings. With regards to jail, thank you, Japan, for your concerns and for your review, positive review. I want to say that the conditions have considerably improved. There were prisoners, inmates who brought a case against the government for the conditions of Koror Jail. And so the jail conditions have improved now for the inmates, and that the juveniles are being housed in a separate holding area. The juvenile inmates now have a separate section. Previously they were kept with adult population, but now they are in a separate facility just for juvenile inmates. I will now thank you very much.